Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Discovering Nature Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am so grateful to be with you this evening. Thank you to everyone who is joining me away from your holiday celebrations. I know for us in our area here in the Northeast, it is a time of celebration and a time of honoring ourselves as Americans, and I would like to, of course, extend that to all of us all the way around the world, because we are, of course, one. And so let's not forget to honor each other, no matter where we live or where we come from or what our belief systems are. I think that the world will be a much more harmonious place if we can begin to honor each other. And so my name is Laura Rose, and I'm here with you for an hour this evening. I'm here every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Discovering Nature Spirit is a show that brings to you a variety of healing, holistic, spiritual topics and guests. The format is for usually around 3 out of the 4 Mondays in a month. We have special guests coming in to share with you their expertise, and then I save at least 1 Monday each month to be with you just myself, and it is a show where I would love to be able to give you some live mini on-air readings, and we do have some lines open this evening, and so if you would like a reading tonight, please give us a call. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906. That's 718-664-6906. And like I said, we do have some lines open, so feel free to give us a call. I will get to readings as soon as I can. Please remember to press the number 1 when you call in. That will let me know that you would like to be placed on the air, and you're welcome to call in with a question, or you're welcome to call in and share an experience that you have. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to have many voices each Monday evening, not just my own, for we are all teachers for each other, and we have a lot to share with each other, and that is the purpose of Discovering Nature Spirit, to bring community together and to help each one of us understand whatever it is that we are seeking to know. I am an intuitive medium. I'm a Reiki master and teacher, a Lighterian Reiki master and teacher, and also a Lighterian Angel Link practitioner. And I own the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located in the Terraceville section of Simsbury here in Connecticut. And we have so many wonderful offerings at the Purple Rose, and I'd like to share with you some that are coming up very soon in case you are in our area and you would like to join us for any of those. Tonight, our topic is going to be Reiki, and if we have time, I'd like to get into Lighterian Reiki, which is a step above Reiki itself, depending upon how our hour goes. And each month at the Purple Rose Healing Center, I do teach Reiki. And so each month, I will teach a Reiki level, and I go in order, and then I repeat the order. So for the Usui-based Reiki, there are 3 levels. And coming up on our regular schedule this July 11th, it's a Sunday, will be Reiki 2. And then in August, we'll do Reiki Master, and then we'll repeat starting with Reiki 1. But because of the high demand, thank you everyone, for wanting to share in the healing experience at the Purple Rose. I have scheduled a special Reiki 1 training this month, so we will still have Reiki 2 on July 11th, but also this coming Wednesday, July 7th, the magical number of 77, I will be offering a special day where we will have a Reiki 1 training out of order, so to speak, but because the demand is so high, I did have to do that, and I am honored to be able to do that. So many people seeking that Reiki experience, and then they can, of course, share that with others. So that's this Wednesday, and we do have maybe one or two spaces left for that Reiki session. We can fit you in if you are drawn to take Reiki at this time and you're in our area. Please give me a call. You can find my contact information by going to the website, thepurplerose.net. Also coming up is an open reading day. That will be Saturday, July. Seems like we just were in June, and we were. It goes by so fast. So July 10th from noon to 3 will be an open reading day. Every second Saturday of the month is our open reading days at the Purple Rose. You can stop by and visit our healing center. And if you want to book an appointment, then you know you'll have a slot because some of them book up very quickly. So that's July 10th. Also coming up this month on July 15th will be a workshop, a short two-hour workshop called Angels 101. It's a Thursday evening, July 15th. So if you want to know all there is to know about the angels, you can come and join us for that workshop. It will take you on a journey through how to recognize your angels, what are angels like, and what do they do for us, and all kinds of beautiful information about how you can connect with the angels that are around you. So that's July 15th. And also, a lot of people are drawn to come into the Purple Rose to take psychic development, and I absolutely love to share that with all of you. So there are a couple of opportunities for the psychic development workshops coming up. One is going to be this summer. It will be an all-day event, Saturday, August 28th. The psychic development at the Purple Rose is called Psychic Remembrance, and there's a part one and a part two, and they will both be held together in an all-day event on Saturday, August 28th. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can join us for two different parts in September. September 9th will be Psychic Remembrance Part 1, and September 16th will be Psychic Remembrance Part 2. That'll do the same thing for you as the all-day workshop. And so the reason why those are very exciting is that we will be starting a new circle at the end of September. A psychic and mediumship development circle will be beginning at the end of September. So either of those days in August or September for Psychic Remembrance Parts 1 and 2 will then qualify you to sit in circle. I do ask that that be the prerequisite to sit in circle with us so that we're all on the same page. So if you've already taken those prerequisites or would like to join us in circle, look for that prerequisite information on my website, thepurplerose.net, and be sure to take that in time to sit in circle. And the psychic development circles are always a lot of fun and informative. We meet once a month for 6 months, and it is a two-hour session each time where you get some tools and techniques to aid in your connection to your own angels and spirit guides and loved ones on the other side. And then there's practice time in a nurturing, safe, and effective environment. And then once you complete the initial circle, there's an advanced circle option for you as well, because I find a lot of people don't want to stop at the end of the first circle. So all of those exciting things coming up at the Purple Rose. As I mentioned, I would be honored to do some readings for you tonight if you would like to call in to our program. The number is 718-664-6906. I also see some activity in chat, and I want to send a shout out there. I love to hear your comments and questions through chat, although if you want a reading, I do ask that you call in specifically for that purpose. I know that I've taken up a bit of your time with some events coming up at the Purple Rose, but this coming fall, I know it's still a ways away, and if you're here in Connecticut, it's hard to think of fall because it's so hot here right now, perfect for picnics and outdoor activities, but very, very warm. But we have such an exciting lineup for you this fall at the Purple Rose, so I do want to share some of the highlights with you so that you could start thinking, even if it is start thinking a little bit cool, it might help you get through these warm days and these warm nights. As I mentioned, our Psychic and Mediumship Development Circle will be beginning late September, and I mentioned the prerequisites and that they're up on the board for you to check out. So that will be beginning this fall. Also, beginning in September, a new Lighterian Reiki series will be beginning, and we will be talking about Lighterian Reiki tonight if we have time once we start the discussion on Reiki. And that series will be beginning on September 18th, and the Lighterian Reiki series in total meets for 5 sessions once a month for 5 months, and so that will begin on September 18th. And the exciting thing about the Lighterian programs is that even if you are not in our area here in Connecticut, those can be offered remotely. So those can be done through distance. I know a lot of you tell me all the time that you wish you were closer to the Purple Rose here in Connecticut so you could come to some of these programs. And the Lighterian series you actually can still participate in because that can be done remotely. So those will be beginning in September. Also beginning this September, our beautiful friend and sister Pamela Marie Edmonds will be traveling to the Purple Rose to bring us Lighterian clearings. And that is with regard to clearing out the old and bringing in the new, with regard to shifting the veil and clearing your birth pattern and your ancestry patterns and all kinds of amazing things. So Pamela will be beginning that series, which is a series of 6 trainings and clearings, and that will start on September 25th. And last but certainly not least, beginning in October, October 2nd, we will be offering the Lighterian Angel Links program, which is just so special. Each month, it's again a series of 5 offerings once a month, beginning October 2nd. And each month, we connect you to a different archangel. And boy, is that an amazing experience. So that will be beginning in October. Like I said, the fall lineup is going to be packed full of amazing offerings to feed your spirit. Also, just in passing, we will be offering trance mediumship at the Purple Rose and also a past life group regression coming up in the fall. So we have great offerings through the summer and also the fall. So check that out, as I mentioned, at thepurplerose.net. That will have all of that information on there. Thank you to all of you, who are joining us through the chat lines. A warm welcome to you. I also want to send a shout out and a thank you to all of you who have become our friends here on Blog Talk Radio, friends of me and Discovering Nature Spirit. I really appreciate that. And to those of you who have added us to your favorites here on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much. And I know a lot of you are still involved in parties and celebrations tonight. And so if you're unable to join us live tonight and you are listening to this show on archive, a beautiful special blessing sent to you. I really appreciate it when you listen to our shows on archive. I know that it's hard for everyone to join us live every Monday evening. So the archives are there for your listening pleasure. I hope you will enjoy them. And to let you know that if you have any questions or anything you want to share and you are not listening live but rather listening through our archives here on Blog Talk Radio, I would still love to hear from you. My contact information, as I mentioned, is at thepurplerose.net. Or if you want direct email, it is laurapurplerose@aol.com. I love to hear from all of you. I love the feedback, and I love what you have to share with me, and I love to share with each of you every Monday evening. So tonight, we're going to be talking about Reiki and that beautiful healing practice, but before I get to that topic, the angels wanted me to spend a moment or two talking about the subject of freedom, because at least here in our area, we are celebrating that freedom this weekend, the weekend of July 4th. And there are many ways to interpret freedom. And on my blog, I know all of you already know, but every Wednesday evening I channel a message from, or Wednesday, not necessarily evening, I channel a message from the animal kingdom on my blog. And you can visit my blog simply by going to laura-purplerosemusings.blogspot.com. There is a link here on our show page and also at my website for easy linkage, but it is laura-purplerosemusings.blogspot.com. And every Wednesday, there is a channeled message from the animal kingdom there. And it was a Wednesday or two ago that Raven, my beautiful lab and gatekeeper to the animal realm, helped us to understand that we are all born free. We really and truly are born free. And the animals reminded us in that blog post and in that column, that any chains that we have around us are truly man-made or woman-made, as the case may be. And to really remember that, and sometimes that can be hard to hear, I know, because then that implies that, well, we've done it to ourselves. And that sometimes is the case. However, the empowerment within that is that then we have the power and the capability, the foresight and the strength to remove those chains and to get back to our birthright, which is to be born free. And so freedom is the topic that the angels wanted me to broach just briefly tonight before we get into Reiki and Lyterian Reiki. And I know that sometimes it's hard to hear, but the other point, of course, the other flip side of that is that the power lies within us to break free from whatever situation you may be in. And that is really one of the reasons I come to you every Monday night, and to help you do that, to help you reconnect with spirit and with your authentic self and who you truly are. And the angels and our spirit guides and most of our loved ones who have reached higher vibrations on the other side can help us to do that as well. Help us to hear our own guidance and to remember the truth of who we truly are, and to remember that we are really in well-being. It's hard, so hard to remember that when we look around us and we see so much fear and we see so much chaos and so much drama. It's hard to remember the authentic peace within us, which is that we are in flow. We are in that natural flow, and that helps us to stay in our own well-being. I'm being guided to share this experience, and I blogged about it this weekend after it happened. And so you can check out the story on my blog. And it's something that I was very hesitant to blog about, and it's something that I'm hesitant to even share tonight with all of you, because I like to share positive messages, and I like to share experience where I've had a positive interaction with others. But we are so blessed, absolutely so blessed, to be able to be near the water and to also have a boat. And so this weekend, Saturday evening, my husband and I and a couple of our friends went out on the boat to watch some fireworks and to listen to some music. And we had gotten to a place where we could do all of that, and then our water pump on our boat broke. And for those of you who may be familiar with the mechanical systems, that means, of course, it overheated. And my husband is very, very mechanically gifted, but even he could not fix it in that moment. It needed to cool down, and it needed a new part, of the name of which totally escapes me right now. And so we were stranded, and at the time that this all went down, it was about 10 o'clock at night, and it was very dark, and there were only a few other boats around us. And now we've been boating for a very, very long time. And it really feels like when you're boating, it's a community. If there's a camaraderie, you wave to the other boaters wave to you. There's that connection and that feeling of oneness that comes about. And so we started to drift a little bit, and we started to drift towards the only other boat in our vicinity. And we kept getting closer and closer to them. And my girlfriend and I were waving our arms. And letting them know that we were in distress and we needed help. And of course, the engine cover was off, and my husband at this point is now getting himself situated up in the bow with an oar, helping to row us to shore, because we knew if we could get to shore, we could enlist some help from some friends and definitely make our way back to where we needed to go instead of adrift along the water. And even though it was dark and there wasn't a moon, it was very bright. The stars in the sky Saturday night were amazing. And if not for this experience, I would not have even noticed the stars, probably, because we were focused on so many other things. But as we were getting closer to this boat, the boat knew we were in distress. We had all of these signs and all of these signals, and they continued to ignore us. They continued to just go about their business and eventually started their motor and left in the opposite direction from where we were. And it was just a shock to my system. I'm a very compassionate person, oftentimes to a fault to other people and sacrifice to myself, but I'm getting better at that. But I was just shocked that they would just leave us out in the middle of the water at 10 o'clock at night when it was dark and all this other stuff. And so my husband starts to paddle us further towards shore, but he had a long way to go. Luckily, he's in good shape. And there really are not a lot of boats anymore, even in the distance where we could see, but one was starting to come closer to us. And so this time, as it got closer, I used my voice and I said, "We need help," very loudly, and they couldn't ignore us, even though it seemed like they were trying to. And this boat actually came right over to our boat, and we told them the situation, and we told them that we needed help, and I could sense their hesitancy in helping us. And so I said to the captain of this boat, I said, "Well, if you don't want to help us, can you go over to another boat and ask them to help us?" And do you know what they said? They said no. They said that they could not help us, and they left us there. And I have to tell you now, I was shocked by the first boat, and I was floored by the second boat. How could they just leave us there? We're in distress. We're asking for help. And so all this time, I knew that the angels had my back. I had absolute faith in the angels. And, of course, even after the second boat left us, my husband did get us to shore, and we were able to enlist the help of friends. But I have to tell you, it was so disappointing to me. And so when I got back to the house and I was getting ready to go to sleep for the evening, I said to the angels, "What in the world is going on here?" And they told me that it is because so many people are disconnected. So many people are disconnected from who they truly are. So many people are disconnected from source, whatever that is for them. And a lot of people are just really, really, really so far away from the concept of oneness, which I know in my heart to be true. And this was an example of that. And so I said in my blog, kind of kidding and kind of not, boy, do we have a lot of work to do with shows like this and all the other beautiful healers out there. We have so much work to do. But I never lost faith in the angels. I knew we were going to be okay. I just wish that someone could have given that compassion to us. And that is also the other piece the angel said to us, or said to me when I asked them what in the world was going on, is that because the divine feminine has been muted in our culture, that is the essence of compassion, that is the essence of giving, that is the essence of being of service. And so that has been muted so much in our culture that this is what was being exemplified to me. And so it is just an example of how far afield some of us are. Yes, and someone in chat is saying that you can only help those who are ready to hear, and boy, is that the truth. And that is a beautiful lesson, especially for those of us who are healers, because we really want to help everyone. But only those people who are ready to hear our message or who are ready to shift within themselves, and even if it's right for them to shift within themselves, that's up to them. It's not up to us. So the angel said to me that what I need to do is live in my own truth, live by example, and people may see that and they may not see that, but those who are supposed to, maybe that's a catalyst for them to then reconnect with the source within themselves. And so I know you probably don't think that I can segue into Reiki, but I can. But I do see that we have a caller, and so I want to be able to take as many callers as I can tonight. Again, our call-in number is 718 664-6906. If you want to be put on the air, please press the number 1 and let me know. So let's go to a caller, and then I'm going to segue. You'll see on the other side of this call. So this is a private number. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, may I have your first name? You are on Discovering Nature Spirit. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, hi. My name is David.
Hi, David.
And I'm calling about my money situation.
Okay.
More particularly short term from now till end of year. What do you see for me?
All right. Well, let's tune into that particular question. And it does segue into our topic because money flows and so does our energy and our health. And so let us see what the angels are showing me. Do you have a few choices right now? The angels are showing me that you have some options. Are you aware of those options and those choices?
Okay, what I'm doing is teaching part-time, which doesn't pay too much money, and then that's the only thing I have going right now. What I was doing is trading an investment account and splitting the profits.
Okay.
That hasn't been lucrative lately, and so I don't know what my choices are.
All right. Well, my sense is that you may have another choice or another option coming up for you. And what the angels are saying is that you want to be careful because there may be a choice that arises for you that takes you out of your own integrity. And so the angels are suggesting that you remain patient and you remain true to who you are and true to your heart and true to your own integrity and true to yourself especially. And that will keep you in the energy that will help the abundance flow to you. Does that make sense?
Somewhat. Now, am I supposed to get a job or do self-employed work? What am I supposed to do?
Well, they're not being that specific with me. I'm sorry. They're talking more in general. My sense is that it's going to be a while before, because they're asking you to be patient. They're asking you to be patient and to cut back a little bit now. I know you've already kind of done that.
Yeah, I can't cut back anymore because
yeah.
I'm just barely paying my utility bills.
Let me just see if they have anything specific. They're being very, very general. They want the most important thing for me to share with you tonight, they're saying, is that just to be careful with the choices and make sure that if other choices and other options come in, they keep repeating themselves, that you make sure that you stay in your own integrity and being loyal to who you truly are. They're saying that is very, very important. So it does look like there are options coming in for you. Just make sure that you choose the one that is right for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Thank you, and good luck with everything. Love to you. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. And like I said, we still have some lines open, 718-664-6906. I know it can be a little frustrating sometimes when we don't get the specific information that we want from the angels, but a lot of times it's really about the lesson that we can learn from whatever experience we happen to currently be in. And so let's flow on over to Reiki. I said that having things flow and abundance comes through that same channel, that same love and light channel. That's why the angels were saying to this gentleman, it's really important to stay in the flow of love and stay in the flow of integrity, so the right things can come in for you. And Reiki does that as well. Reiki allows the flow to return, to bring in the things that you desire and the things that are right for you, especially with regard to your health. And so what is Reiki? Reiki is universal life force energy. That's a very simple definition, but that truly is what it is. It is universal life force energy. And many of us already know that life force energy is within everything, everything on the planet, everything that is alive. And so Reiki can be used to assist anything, plants, animals, people, Mother Earth, anything that has that life force energy in it. And what happens to many of us as we live our lives is that our life force energy becomes blocked, becomes low or disruptive. And we need to get back into the flow, because this flow has now become blocked or low or disruptive. And if we do not get back into that flow, what can happen is that illness or disease or injury or other malady can result. And so that is what Reiki can assist with. We do have, we have come to the halfway point in our show, so I'm going to take a very short commercial break, just a very small amount of music and a small amount of words for you, taking a very short break, and I would love to do some more readings for you. Again, the call-in number is 718-664-6906. I'd love to hear from you. So stay with us and join us once again on the other side of the break.
Are you looking for love and guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings, or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose, discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering Nature Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am so grateful to be with you this evening. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Reiki, and then if we have some time getting into Lightarian Reiki, we may have to do that on another program. We'll have to see how it flows tonight. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906. I would love to hear from you this evening. If you would like to call in, you're welcome to share an experience, or if you have a question or a question for the angels and for the spirit guides and loved ones that are here, I would love to do a mini reading for you. So also to remind you to check us out on Facebook. We have a link from our show page here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find the Purple Rose on Facebook. So tonight we were discussing a Reiki, and we were just getting started, Reiki being universal life force energy. And life force energy, of course, flows through everything, everything that is alive, everything that has energy. And when it's blocked or low or disruptive, then that's when we could potentially experience illness, disease, injury, or other malady. And many of us have to get hit over the head with the 2x4 before we realize that there's something going on energetically for us. But if we can maintain our energy as upkeep, then sometimes we can avoid some of these things. But if you do have something going on for you, it's certainly nothing to worry about necessarily, because there are a lot of ways to get back into the flow. And if we can keep that flow going, our energy flows along different pathways through our bodies. Some people refer to them as chakras. There are meridians. There's a lot of beautiful points throughout our body where energy flows. And if these are all free-flowing, then well-being abounds. And I know that this may come as a shock to some of you, but well-being is our natural state of being. You wouldn't believe that if you watched the television commercials and all the ads for all of the medications out there and all of that stuff. But really, well-being is our natural state of being. And we experience well-being when our energy is free-flowing through our body and through our energy systems. And that is what Reiki can assist with. And many other holistic practices can assist with that as well. Reiki is one great practice that does that. And so how Reiki works is that energy flows from the Reiki source, from the universe, through the Reiki practitioner and to the client. And as the Reiki does this and flows through the practitioner, out the practitioner's hands and into the client, it can help the blocks be released. So if your energy is blocked, Reiki can help the block be released. Reiki can help release any negative thoughts or thought patterns or memories that are hindering your energy flow. Reiki can also bring in positive energy and raise your vibratory level, which all assists in allowing the natural flow of energy through you, which then can result, of course, in wellness. And I was just checking out somebody talking in chat, a beautiful wise woman who is in chat with us tonight. And my sharing the experience that I shared earlier in the show, that everything doesn't always come up roses, haha. And, you know, she's reminding us of that duality that exists in all things. And this is another topic for another show, but it's very interesting in and of itself that there are many who believe that we come into this human experience to experience the duality, because of course on the other side it is pure positive energy, and so everything is always coming up roses when we're on the other side. But here on Earth, as we move through our human experience, we do experience the light and the dark. We do experience the different yin-yang, light and dark, duality, so that we can then appreciate more the things that have meaning to us. And so, like I said, that's a topic for another show. There's actually a great book, which just happens to be sitting in front of me, called Your Soul's Plan by Robert Schwartz, which talks a lot about that. We come in to experience the duality and to learn our lessons for soul growth. But tonight, we want to get back to the Reiki. And Reiki can help us work on all levels. So from a physical perspective, Reiki can help the body to heal itself, because well-being is our natural state. And so all we really need to do, and I know that it's not always that easy, but all we really need to do is get back to the free flow of energy and allow that body to heal itself. On a mental level, Reiki works on all level, mental level, it can help us with stresses and the worries that we have. All of us are probably stressed about something or another, and Reiki can ease that. It can also bring clarity to us and it can assist in learning all of those things and other things that work on the mental level. From an emotional perspective, Reiki can help us with life's ups and downs in general. Whatever roller coaster ride you happen to be on, Reiki can even that out so that it's a little bit easier to deal with the stresses and the different things that can come up in our lives. Those things that don't always smell like roses. And the spiritual level, Reiki can help you with any spiritual practice that you may be involved in. It can help you with prayer. It can help you with meditation. Anything that you may be experiencing in your own life from a spiritual perspective. So Reiki helps on all levels of being, which is very exciting. Bringing in that wellness and that free flow of energy. And many people are concerned about Reiki because they are part of a religion. And I'm here to tell you, and the founders of Reiki will tell you if they were still alive, that it is not a religion and it is not particularly a spiritual practice either. And so all you are doing is bringing through universal life force energy, which is within us anyways. Like I mentioned, it's just not always free-flowing. And so this is not a particular religion. It's not a particular spiritual practice. It is life force energy. And so it can fit into whatever particular religion or practice you have. Now, I know I've done a show in the past on Reiki, and we talked about the bishop's decree. If you are Catholic, the bishops came up with a decree with regard to Reiki, and I devoted a whole show to that, so there's no need to go into all of that. But from my perspective, for whatever that's worth, it really is not a religion, and so it fits in well with whatever your belief system happens to be. But you all need to make that decision for yourselves, of course. And Reiki will work well with anything else you are already doing, whether it's another holistic modality or whether it is some type of Western medicine treatment. Reiki will work with anything else that you may already be doing. It fits right into all of that. And it is said that you can experience less side effects and a quicker healing time if you are involved in perhaps surgery or medicine that you are taking with regard to a particular condition. Reiki can ease that for you. And so what would you expect if you were coming into the Purple Rose for a session? And I imagine that many other Reiki practitioners out there have similar setups and rituals. And so what I do for a client is I make sure that the lighting is very low and we have a beautiful salt lamp and some white lights that I put on and a beautiful candle that we burn if you're not chemically or sensitive to smells. And so you're in a nice relaxing environment, a nice Reiki table. You can choose to be covered with a blanket or not covered, whatever works for you, pillows, wherever you need them to be comfortable. Reiki, of course, is always done with your clothes on. You never need to disrobe to experience Reiki. I know that there's a lot of beautiful healing massage therapists out there, and so that's a whole other topic. But for Reiki itself, in case the massage therapist is also a Reiki practitioner, but in general, if you are just getting Reiki, you want to make sure that you keep your clothes on. And so Reiki will flow through anything. It'll flow through a leather jacket. It'll flow through a cast. Whatever it is that you have on that you are comfortable in, please make sure that you are comfortable and well-informed when you go for a Reiki treatment. And so you keep your clothes on. I usually will put on some music. So again, of course, just making sure that it's a sacred and safe and relaxing environment. And you as a client, all you need to do is just relax and lie there. And we can work on your back. We can work on your front. If you have back issues, we can work on those. And if you just have regular issues with regard to the front of you, we can work on those. And you lie down, and I do a prayer, and then I begin the treatment. And it is really just beautiful healing energy coming through my hands, and I will gently put them on your body in the places where you may have a particular problem and also in the places where you may not, because you want to make sure that Reiki flows evenly throughout the body. And Reiki has a beautiful knowing in and of itself, and it will go to wherever it is that it is needed within your body as the client, and it'll work on whatever level that you need it to work on. And, of course, it can work on more than one level at a time if that is what is needed. And so as a Reiki practitioner, the good news is you can't mess anything up. If you come from an intention of being of service the way I always do and being compassionate and bringing through that love and light, life force energy, then the Reiki does all of the work itself, and it goes to wherever it is needed. If a client has some touch issues, some people are uncomfortable with being touched, Reiki can work with holding the hands above the body as well, so you don't have to necessarily put your hands directly on someone's body. And, of course, you wouldn't touch anyone in inappropriate areas anyways. You would hold your hands above those areas. So that will always be your choice as the client, whether to receive that touch or whether to have the practitioner hold their hands above you, because Reiki will work either way. And so as a client, you may feel some different sensations as the Reiki is flowing, and you may experience some heat. You may experience some tingling. You may experience some coolness. It can be different for everyone and different through each Reiki practitioner as well. So there may be a place where Reiki is flowing more and you might have a different sensation there, and the places where Reiki is not needed, you may not have any sensation there. But always know that Reiki is working. And usually we start from the head and we work our way down to the toes, because that is the way the universal energy flows through our body, from the head to the toe. And a good Reiki practitioner will always ground you. It's always a good idea to ground your clients so that they can move about the regular course of their business after the session is done. It's a great idea to drink a lot of water after you get a Reiki session, or probably any other healing session with any other modality out there. You want to make sure that the water, you keep yourself hydrated. Water can remove toxins from the body, and also it can help you to tune into your own intuition, and it's a great cleansing and connective tool. So make sure you drink a lot of water. Sometimes if you have digestive issues and if the Reiki energy has gone to the digestive area, you may want to make sure that you're around a bathroom after your Reiki session. Maybe do it before, you know, don't do it before work, do it after work on your way home, because anything that is toxic in your body may be released, because that is part of the point of the Reiki, removing those blocks and allowing that energy to be free-flowing back through your body. So you want to make sure that you're in a comfortable place for the toxins to be released. Sometimes you may not feel anything as a client, and it can be because you've gone to the wrong practitioner for you. Maybe you're not a right match for that, or maybe it's because Reiki is working on a different level than you anticipated it working. It's almost as if when I do Reiki, I feel my guides and my angels communicating with my clients' guides and my and their angels, and so there's this whole network of healers from the other side that come in, because that's what I welcome in. Like I said, Reiki is not part of any particular religion or spiritual practice, but because that's who I am as a healer, I always welcome in extra help from the other side, the angels, the ascended masters, and other healing entities from the other side of love and light. I always welcome those beautiful beings of love and light in. And so it's like there's this conversation and there's this networking going on that is so above us as humans. And so the Reiki will go to wherever it is that it is needed. And sometimes that doesn't feel like where it is that you anticipated. So it's really important as a client to let go of some of those expectations, so that you can really enjoy the results of whatever is going on for you. So, for instance, if you have back pain and you came in for Reiki and when you left, you still had that back pain. It can be for a variety of reasons. It could be because, like I said, it wasn't the right practitioner matchup for you. It could be because there was something else more pressing that the Reiki needed to address. Maybe there was another physical ailment or malady going on in your body that you weren't even aware of that the Reiki helped to heal. It could be that the Reiki was working on a different level other than the physical. It might have been more important for the Reiki to assist you on a spiritual level or a mental level or an emotional level. Maybe there was some emotional baggage from a divorce that needed to be released, and this was the opportunity for that to do so during that Reiki session. So again, sometimes you're not going to see immediate results, but oftentimes you will. There are a lot of cases where Reiki will instantaneously relieve whatever discomfort that you are having, but there's a lot of factors that go into that. And just as my beautiful friend in chat mentioned earlier, you can only help those who are ready to hear. I would also say you can only help those who are ready to heal. And sometimes the reason that the Reiki did not work, quote-unquote, although Reiki is always working, is that the client really needs to participate in their own healing. They have to have a willingness to allow that healing to take place. There has to be a willingness to begin to shift whatever patterns created the illness or the block or this disruption in the energy in the first place. And sometimes the reason that Reiki didn't quote-unquote work to our eyes as humans is because it was just not meant to. Sometimes you're giving Reiki to someone who is terminal, and that is their choice to leave as a result of that illness. And so the Reiki is not necessarily going to cure, quote-unquote cure, that illness. But what it does do is it eases the flow of energy, and it can also help people be more comfortable when they are in a terminal place, and it can also assist people to pass to the other side from a more peaceful place without the fear and without the worry and without the stress. Reiki can bring in that harmony. And so there are so many different factors going on, and all I ask you to do is to be as open as you are willing to be, because you just never really know why Reiki isn't working. And so I just ask you to be open if you are willing to, and not give up on Reiki. Sometimes you need to go back more than one time, because many of us, myself included, you know, we've lived many years here on the planet, and we may have developed many issues on many levels. And there's a great question coming from the chat room. If you aren't aware of exactly what the problem is, how can you be aware that it is being helped? And that is a fantastic question. And also another factor to think about: if you don't think that Reiki worked for you, perhaps you don't have the awareness of what the exact issue is. And sometimes our issues are physical manifestations that result in disease or illness or malady can start in our energy. In fact, they always do. But for those who may not be able to feel energy or see energy, you may not be aware of that. And so it's always good to, I'm going in next week for an exchange with another healing practitioner. It's always good to get regular healings, especially for those of us who are in this field, doing exchanges with other healers that you trust and that you know and that you love can be an amazing experience, because we need to remember to keep ourselves healed, because we are not always in tune with ourselves, although we could be. And so there is a way in which Reiki can shift that energy and release whatever's coming up for us, even if we are not aware of it, myself included. And so it's like, you know, getting the oil changed in your car. Nothing is wrong with the engine, or you may not be aware that anything is wrong with the engine, but you still should bring your car in for that oil change. And that can be that preventative maintenance that you want to do for yourself. And Reiki can provide that, as well as working with any condition that you may have. And so there are a lot of ways in which Reiki can assist you. And if nothing else, it's a very relaxing experience. Even if you walk away feeling that nothing happened because you weren't aware of it or any of these other factors, hopefully you've had a relaxing experience because the energy of Reiki itself is very relaxing. And a lot of people will ask me if Reiki can ever harm anyone or can you give too much Reiki? And because this is universally generated, you are not in charge. And so it can never harm. It can never harm anyone. The universal source of Reiki will have it flow as much as it needs to, and it'll have it flow wherever it needs to go. And you are just that channel for that healing energy to come through you. The same way when I do readings, I'm that channel for the information to come through me. And so you do not have to get concerned with where it's going or how it's going, although if you are an open practitioner, you may be aware of all of that, but you don't necessarily have to be. It will flow exactly the right way. And so you can never give too much Reiki because the Reiki will just stop if the condition needs it to stop or if it doesn't need that energy anymore. The other thing to keep in mind is that in order to channel Reiki, you do have to be trained by a Reiki master, and you have to be attuned by a Reiki master in order to channel Reiki healing energy. But Reiki healing energy is not the only healing energy on the planet, and everyone, every one of us has the ability to channel healing energy. Every one of us has that ability to connect with Source, whatever that is for us, and to bring through healing energy, whether we call it healing energy from the angels or whatever it is that we call it. We all have the ability to bring through that healing energy. And a lot of the times it flows in the exact same way that Reiki does. But you cannot channel Reiki per se if you are not attuned to channel Reiki by a qualified Reiki master. And Reiki itself, when you break up the word, Rei, R-E-Y, is the divine piece, if you believe in that, or the universal piece, if you do not. And Ki, of course, is the life force energy piece. So that's the same as we would call Chi or Prana, the Ki. And so you put it together and you get universal life force energy. And that is the purity that is Reiki. And it's really important, one of the lessons that I share with many healers and one that I needed to learn when I was first starting out, and that is you cannot heal everyone, as the beautiful lady in chat mentioned earlier. Not everyone is supposed to be. Not everyone is open to it. And so as a healer, you need to find a way to surrender that, because otherwise it can mess up your own energy. And so you just put yourself in that place of being that channel for that healing energy and allow the Reiki to work in whatever way it's supposed to, and then let go of the outcome. Let go of that outcome. It is so important to let go of the outcome because we cannot stand in judgment of what any other person's path is, what any other person's life lessons it are, or what any other person's opportunities to move back to the other side are. And I mentioned, of course, at the beginning of our discussion on Reiki, that you can do Reiki on humans, you can do Reiki on animals, you can do Reiki on plants, you can help Mother Earth, you can send Reiki to the Gulf. There's a lot of beautiful things that you can do once you are attuned to channel Reiki. So I'm so grateful to all of you who have been with us this evening, and as I suspected, we'll have to do Lighterian Reiki in another show because there's just so much to talk about with Reiki itself. And so thank you again for being with us, those who are listening to our show on archive and those who are listening live. You'll find Discovering Nature Spirit here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday, we're going to be talking about Toltec and the Four Agreements with Sandra Diamond. So I'm excited to understand more about all of that, and I hope you are too. For more information about me, you can always book a private session with me, either a reading or a Reiki session. Please visit my website, thepurplerose.net. My direct phone number is 860- 658-9888. So thank you so much. I hope that you all have a wonderful week filled with many blessings.